points and two rebounds a game. For Troy, it'll be Nagy, Bowie, Coleman, Sward, and Kleeman. Troy coached by Michael Murphy in his 10th year, assistants Craig Kennedy and Jennifer Wasson. Middle Tennessee coached by Rick Ensel in his 7th year, assistants Lynn Berkey, Kim Bruton, Alex Fuller, Briska Harris, strength and conditioning coach Matt Riley, trainer Alicia Grover, and media representative Travis Woods. We'll be set for basketball. That's our Shane Co. countdown to tip-off for today. We'll be back for the opening tip right after this timeout from Nelligan Sports. You're on the Blue Raider Network.
I am so hungry. I gotta get something to eat, and I have another class in like 30 minutes.
Hey, if you're gonna be on campus, eat on campus. MT Dining Services has 7 different locations and tons of food choices to meet whatever you're craving.
You're right. Why waste gas, money, or time trying to go off campus when there's so much to eat at MTSU? Thanks.
No problem. Just use your Flexbox and go get me some Quiznos. And remember, when Blue Raiders got to eat, MT Dining is there.
For more information about MT Dining Services, visit KUC Building Room 204 or online at mtdining.com.
Behind everything you're searching for is something you're actually looking for. When you search with the Real Yellow Pages, you get more than a contractor. You get a whole new curb appeal. It's not just getting directions to a dry cleaner with YP.com. It's rescuing an old favorite from the back of the closet. And it's more than finding a locksmith with YP.com on your mobile. It's getting to sleep in your own bed. Whatever it might be, there are more ways to search and more ways to find exactly what you're looking for with the Real Yellow Pages, YP.com, and YP.com on your mobile. Only from AT&T.
Established in 2001, Murfreesboro Kubota is a large facility on 5.5 acres that offers a vast assortment of outdoor power products for your home, commercial, and farm use. With over 35 collective years in sales and service of farm and outdoor power equipment, they can offer you the most up-to-date sales information and service technology. Check them out. Murfreesboro Kubota, located on 295 Butler Drive in Murfreesboro. Find them online at murfreesborokubota.com.
What's hot, what's Italian, and what's made fresh every day in Murfreesboro? Marco's Pizza on Northfield Boulevard at Tennessee. Authentic Italian pizza, fresh baked subs, wings, salads, cheesy bread, and center squares. Have it delivered or pick it up from Marco's Pizza. Dough made every day in our store the Italian way. Nothing better or fresher. Feed the crave. Hot, fresh, and Italian. It's the Marco's Pizza way. Have it delivered or pick it up. Order online at marcos.com or call 895-9755. Marco's Pizza. Premium ingredients taste better.
Have you ever noticed in some radio commercials the really speedy part towards the end that you can't understand? Well, those of us at TVA and your local power company think that's a huge waste of energy, and we know energy. Take, for example, the highly efficient electric heat pumps available through our Energy Right program. Heat pumps save energy by transferring heat into your home, leaving you comfortable all winter long. So, in no uncertain terms, if your old furnace is becoming a waste of energy, go to EnergyRight.com or call your local power company.
Brought to you by Murfreesboro Electric Department and Middle Tennessee Electric Membership Corporation.
This is Truman Jones. Let me take just a minute to tell you about my friends down the road in Shebaville at Pirtle and Howerton Automotive. Whether you're looking for a new or used vehicle, Pirtle and Howerton is the place to go. Ford, Mercury, Chevrolet, Buick, or GMC. You can find anything you need at Pirtle and Howerton Automotive in Shebaville.
Go by, see them today, or give them a call, 1-800-264-6800, or online at PirtleHowerton.com.
WGNS, AM/FM online.
It's time for Lady MTSU Station. From Troy, Alabama. Dick Palmer with you on this Thursday afternoon evening. First game of the Twin Bill. Chip Walters will be here for the Blue Raiders and Troy Trojans. Troy Trojans, men's game to follow. So we'll go back-to-back with basketball, just as we did on New Year's Eve at the Murphy Center. Middle Tennessee in the blue, trimmed in white. And Troy in the white home uniforms, trimmed in maroon. Lauren March starting for the second time this season out there with Iceland Eli, Ebony Rowe, Courtney Jones, and Shanice Kaysen. It will be Eli jumping in the center circle with Courtney Coleman for Troy. And the ball in the air, and the game is underway. Eli controls the tip, and it goes to Shanice Kaysen, who will move it into the front court. Middle Tennessee going
left to right as we view it here on Press Row and Troy. Ball outside to Ebony Rowe, started to cut through the lane, fed instead in the corner to Lauren March, and out front it comes to Kaysen. Kaysen out between the circles, comes right wing to Courtney Jones, bounce pass low, goes to Ebony Rowe, and she throws the ball away. Tried to loop it over there on the wing and just got too much air under it, and the ball went out of bounds, so Troy will have it in backcourt. Middle Tennessee sets in their 2-2-1 press, and in backcourt, Kleeman gets it up in the middle to Naj. And the ball's knocked free and stolen. Picked up by Kaysen. She'll drive for a layup and missed a wide open layup. And the rebound to Naj. Here's a deflection by Eli. She's going to drive in for a layup. And this one will drop through for Iceland Eli. And the Raiders lead by a score of 2-0 and drop back into their press once again. Kleeman in backcourt. Gets it up to Bowie and back to Kleeman. Long pass coming on the side to Naj. Back to Bowie. She'll drive the lane against Ebony Rowe. Missed the shot. Rebound put back and good by DeAngela Sward. And we are tied at 2 points apiece as the Raiders bring it down the floor. Game just underway in Troy. Glad to have you along wherever you might be listening on our Blue Raider network. Courtney Jones out on the left wing. Bounces out on top of the key to Eli. And on the wing to Lauren March. Back it comes to Eli and back to March. Puts it on the floor and has it knocked away and stolen by Bowie. And now to Kleeman, who will work it into the front court. Sophie Kleeman, the point guard, bounces it away to Coleman. Coleman to Sward, coming down the left side in the corner for a three that is no good. And the rebound taken off by Ebony Rowe. The shot missed by Kleeman out of the corner. Denise Kaysen in front court for the Raiders in a 2-2 game. Cross court it comes to Eli, working outside the circle. Back it comes for three in the air, and it rims out. And the rebound taken off by Troy's Courtney Coleman. Coleman gives it to Kleeman, who will bring it down. 2-2 the score. Kleeman met by Shanice Kaysen at the center line. Hands the ball off to Bowie. Right wing to Sward. She'll drive right, come in with a bank shot, and score. Got a good roll on that one and hung up on the rim and dropped through. And Troy takes a 4-2 lead here in the early going. The ball on the right wing to Lauren March. Starts back to the middle. Stops, flips it away to Kaysen. Kaysen bounces right to Ebony Rowe, pulled outside the circle. Over to Eli, looking in the lane, but instead goes across to Courtney Jones. Bounce pass low to Ebony Rowe. And loses the dribble and is tied up there by Coleman. And the ball is going to go to Troy on the alternate possession. Janae Brinkley will check in for Middle Tennessee along with Lakin Leonard. Courtney Jones and Lauren March are out. So Janae Brinkley, the sophomore from Pasadena, Maryland. Lakin Leonard, also a sophomore out of Whitleyville, Tennessee, both in the game. And Troy has inserted number 40, Janisha Blake. Raiders press in backcourt. And Troy having a little trouble. Now they get it across the line to Blake, who will pull up left of the lane and miss. Rebound, Leonard and Blake fighting for it. Blake comes up with it, gets it out front to Bowie. And now to Kleeman. Starts to drive left. Pull-up jump shot is banked in by Kleeman. Troy leading by a score of 6-2 as the Raiders come down. Shanice Kaysen in front court. Kaysen right wing to Brinkley, inside to Ebony Rowe. Across to Leonard, out of the corner, and steps called on Lakin Leonard. Raiders turn it over for the second straight trip. Middle Tennessee setting up in its 2-2-1 press. Troy will have it in back court. Ball coming in to Kleeman. Kleeman pressed in backcourt by Brinkley. Gets it away to Bowie. Back to Kleeman. And a steal by Kaysen. Kaysen controls it. Looks for a teammate. Got it to Ebony Rowe under the basket. Overshot it and missed it. And the rebound taken off by Kleeman. Middle Tennessee not sharp early in the game. Bowie working in the front court. Across it comes to Blake in the corner. And Naj with a three that's no good. Janae Brinkley the rebound. Brinkley across the timeline on the dribble. Brinkley gives it to Kaysen out front. Back to Brinkley on the left wing. Bounce pass coming low to Ebony Rowe. Rowe kicks it out to Eli to Leonard out of the corner. A three no good, and Eli just snatches the rebound away from Bowie. Out it comes to Kaysen. To Brinkley on the right side. Cross court to Eli. Lob pass deflected and saved by Leonard in the corner. Back out to Shanice Kaysen with 16 on the shot clock. Over comes to Brinkley for three, and that one's good. Janae Brinkley out of the corner. A little spark into that Raider team. Now and it's 6-5. Troy in backcourt, Kleeman being pressed by Brinkley and Kaysen. A couple of pretty quick guards. Kleeman passes across the line, and Leonard just missed a deflection. That left Coleman open for a layup down under the basket. And Troy with the basket that beat the press, leading by a score of 8-5. Over to Brinkley on the left side. Skip pass goes inside to Eli. To Ebony Rowe, good position, missed a layup. And the rebound taken off by Brooke Bowie for Troy. Bounce pass comes to Naj. He'll come down the left side for a jumper that's no good. Rebound Eli. Iceland going to dribble twice and feed it over to Kaysen. Kaysen drives to the foul line, in with a running layup, no good. And we've got our first foul of the ball game. And Shanice Kaysen will go to the line. Eva Naj picks up the foul. We've also got our first media break. A Toots timeout. 14-12 remaining in the first half. With timeout to score, Troy 8, Middle Tennessee 5. From Nelligan Sports, you're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball on the Blue Raider Network.
Each month, the Pepsi Refresh Project awards up to $1.3 million in refresh grants. Anyone can submit, anyone can submit, anyone can vote. Your choice makes a difference. Which means that every time you drink a Pepsi, you do more than refresh yourself. You refresh the world. So the next time you're standing in front of a soda machine debating between this cola and that cola, choose the cola that hooked up music students in Spokane with a new set of instruments. When you're reaching into a cooler full of ice at your buddy's barbecue, choose the soda that gave every graduating senior at Nottoway Valley High a scholarship. If you're feeling indecisive in the soda aisle, choose Pepsi, and you might be helping an apparel company make a t-shirt that can change the world. Go to refresheverything.com and find out how your choice can make a difference. The Pepsi Refresh Project. Every Pepsi refreshes the world.
WGNS, your Blue Raider connection.
Troy leading 8-5 here at the first media timeout. Middle Tennessee's already missed three open layups down on their end of the floor, and we'll have Shanice Kaysen going to the free throw line for two shots. Shanice, a 67% free throw shooter for the year, which means she makes two out of every three, so maybe she'll go ahead and make these two and get the Raiders a little closer. First foul shot, no good off the rim. Middle Tennessee, 2 out of 7 in the early going. Troy, 4 out of 9 from the field. Raiders, 1 out of 3 from three-point range. Second shot, good by Kaysen, her first point. 8-6. Raiders in their contained press. Now as the ball comes across the line, Sword gets it to Manuel. Under the basket, a layup is good. That was number 50, Ross, who just checked in. It is 10-6, Troy. Middle Tennessee with the ball. Kiki Stewart in the lineup for the Raiders now. It goes to Lakin Leonard. Troy's in a zone. Out front it comes to Kaysen. Kaysen to Eli on the left side. Eli looking in the lane, gives to Kiki. Puts it on the floor. We've got a whistle and a foul. Eli on the floor was knocked down. It's on Blake, and that's her first foul, team second. Raiders get a fresh shot clock, get the ball out of bounds on the side. Kaysen will inbound. Puts it in play to Kiki Stewart. Lobs it underneath to Eli. Too far under the goal. Back out it comes to Leonard. Over to Shanice Kaysen. Troy had been in a zone momentarily. They're back man to man now. Ball to Eli across to Kiki from 18. It rims off. Eli got the rebound and scored. Iceland Eli with a follow-up shot. Troy leading 10-8. 13:06 to play in the first half. Raiders in the press. The ball coming across to Blake. Blake over in the... And the ball knocked free. And Brinkley had it come off her hands and out of bounds. She turned her head and knocked the ball free and had a chance to get it. But when she turned away from it, the ball went out of bounds. So it'll go back to Troy. With 16 on the shot clock. And they're still in the back court. Going to be inbounded to Sword. And back it comes to Pitts, number 20, who just checked in, a 5'6 sophomore. Pitts at the center line. Ball is knocked free, and we've got a whistle and a foul on the Raiders. It's going to be on Kiki Stewart as she came up from behind on the press and committed a foul. Troy will inbound right in front of our broadcast location here as it's coming in to Manuel, who's in the game now. Tina Manuel. Off it comes to Ross, and she will hit the jumper from the foul line. 12-8 Troy. Shanice Kaysen works for the Raiders, bounces left side to Brinkley. Cross it comes to Eli. Couple of dribbles in the corner to Lake and Leonard. Back to Eli. Posted high. Ball knocked away by Ross. Picked up by Troy. Sword with the basketball. Gets it across the line. On a little give and go. The layup is good by number 20, Jasmine Pitts. And it is 14-8, Troy by 6. Ball to Brinkley. High post, Kiki Stewart, Eli, Leonard out of the left corner, got it! A three-pointer, MTMC three for Lake and Leonard. And the Raiders close the gap. It is 14-11, Troy. In backcourt with the ball, Pitts across the line. Foul is called on Janae Brinkley. And that will be her first and the second team foul. Media timeout with 11:38 to play in the first half. With timeout to score, Troy 14 and Middle Tennessee 11 from Nelligan Sports. You're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball on the Blue Raider Network.
Take a break with Bunny Bread. With the soft, fresh taste you know and love, Bunny Bread is baked with nutritious complex carbohydrates to give you the energy you need to get back in the game. Whether you're eating it for breakfast, a between-meal snack, or sandwiches while watching the Blue Raiders play, from the first slice to the last, Bunny Bread is a quick and delicious way to get nutrition, energy, and satisfaction. Bunny Bread, an official corporate partner of Blue Raider Athletics.
That's what I said. Bunny Bread.
What's that about?
Oh, the TOA cheer.
TOA?
You know, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance.
Why are they cheering for them?
Well, they take care of more athletes in Middle Tennessee than anyone, treating joints, bones, muscles.
So if one of these players needs help, they should call TOA?
Yeah, or they can just yell, because there's likely a TOA physician already courtside. They love basketball.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, official team physician of Blue Raiders Athletics. Visit TOA.com today.
Home of the Blue Raiders, WGNS, AM/FM, online.
Today's game presented by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. Better plans, better products, better benefits, and ultimately a better you. Get better with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. Raiders trailing 14-11. Their only lead in the game has been 2-0. On a basket by Iceland Eli early. Troy puts it in play to Manuel. Sword coming across to Ross. Bobbled it momentarily. Back out to Kleeman, who's back in there. Over to Manuel on the left wing. Puts it on the floor, top of the key. In the corner to Kleeman. Kleeman starts in, drives in the lane. Kicks out to the wing. Bowie into Ross. And we've got a block on Kiki Stewart. That'll be her second foul. Dominique Ross to the free throw line. We'll have two shots. This young lady is the only Tennessean on the Troy roster. She is from Covington in West Tennessee. And her foul shot is good. Actually, she got one shot because she hit the basket. So it is now a 17-11 game. Troy with a 6-point lead. Matches their biggest lead. The ball into Kiki Stewart. Turnaround jumper in the lane, and that one's good. Kiki gets her first two. 17-13 Troy. And backcourt Kleeman. Kleeman stops, comes across. The ball knocked free by Brinkley, but saved by Manuel. And Brinkley's going to be called for a foul up at the center line. And on Janae, that'll be number two. Janae's been very active in the press and has been caught for a couple of fouls trying to steal the basketball. Here's Kleeman working out front, lobs it over on the right side to Bowie. Bowie guarded by Lake and Leonard. Comes back out front to Ross and over to Kleeman. Kleeman guarded by Brinkley, works around a screen from Ross, gives it to her. Ross kicks it in the left corner and Sword fouls up a three that is no good. Rebound taken by Bowie on the opposite side, tied up by, who is that, Lake and Leonard, and the ball will go to Middle Tennessee in the alternate possession. 10:28 to play, first half, Troy leading 17-13. Shanice Kaysen in front court. Kaysen's going to feed it over to Brinkley on the right wing. Works around to pick from Eli. Bounces left to Kaysen. Kaysen kicks it to Brinkley. Three-pointer in the air. That one rims out. Rebound Kiki Stewart. Follows, misses. And it's Ross to come away with the rebound. Ross to Kleeman. Troy with a four-point lead in the basketball. Kleeman guarded by Kaysen. Gets it out to Ross. Ross holding it out there. Got bumped a little bit. Tried a backdoor pass. And it kicked off Kiki Stewart out of bounds. Kiki just got in the passing lane and that ball deflected off her leg out of bounds. 14 on the shot clock and Kleeman under the Troy basket will key it in. Kleeman looks in the corner and then comes back to Sword at long range. Sword puts it on the floor, drives in the lane, kicks off in the right corner for a three that is no good by Bowie and the rebound taken by Janae Brinkley. Brinkley into the front court. Might take it all the way. She does with a runner that's no good, and Manuel clears the rebound for Troy. Manuel back to Kleeman. Trojans leading 17-13. Bounce pass out front to Ross, and over it comes to Brooke Bowie. Guarded by Leonard, who will be called for a blocking foul. And on Lakin, that is foul number one, team foul number five on the Raiders. Bowie and Ross are out. Naj back in. Manuel's out. And also back in is Blake. Ball coming into Kleeman. Back over to Sword. She will drive it in the corner, leave it out there with Coleman, who's back in. And now Kleeman call for steps. That's a traveling violation against Troy, and we'll give it to the Raiders. In backcourt, 17-13, Troy leading by four. Shanice Kaysen works into front court. And a lob pass from Brinkley goes into Kiki Stewart to Eli, who misses, and the rebound taken by Naj over to Kleeman. Kleeman to Naj, both those young ladies from Australia. In the corner. This is Blake to Kleeman, driving through. Missed everything with that shot, and the rebound taken by Eli. Brings it down on a pass to Janae Brinkley. Brinkley calls for a pick, comes around to Kiki Stewart's screen, gives it over to Kaysen on the left wing. to Kiki at the top of the key, being pressured out there, hands it back to Kaysen, spins in the lane, and steps called on Kaysen. For the Raiders, Ebony Rowe will check back in, and Kiki Stewart is out. 8:25 remaining in the first half, 17-13 Troy, and it's inbounded by Pitts. Raiders in their contained press. Over to Blake. Back to Pitts. Pitts fouled by Shanice Kaysen out front. And that is number one on Shanice. And number six on the team. Here's Pitts to inbound. Pitts feeds the ball in backcourt to Blake and back to Pitts. Pitts comes across the line. Flips it away to Blake. Sword coming left, kicks in the corner, and it's just off Pitts out of bounds. She just didn't catch the ball, and the Raiders got a break there, and we'll have it on the turnover with 8:05 to play. We'll have another media timeout coming at the next dead ball. Here's Shanice Kaysen. Works left wing. Kaysen in the corner to Lakin Leonard. Back to Kaysen. Kaysen being pressured out there by Pitts. Gives it in the right corner to Brinkley. Lob pass to Ebony Rowe, and she was pushed from behind as the ball went out of bounds. Coleman picks up her first foul. Third team foul. There's the media timeout with 7:44 to play in the first half. A Toots timeout. Toots, you're home for good food and fun with timeout to score. Troy 17, Middle Tennessee 13. From Elegant Sports, you're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball right here on the Blue Raider Network.
Every day, girls come into Shane Company holding bridal magazine ads from a jewelry designer with one of the rings circled in red. They come to Shane Company because they know that when they show us a designer brand name ring that they really like, we'll show them a dozen rings that both fit her taste and have that look. Ours are also designed by world-class designers. Shane Company customers refuse to pay the 30% premium that designer brand names command. Also, Shane Company customers insist on a ring that's truly unique. By not being featured in magazines, there aren't thousands of the identical ring on other women's fingers. You'll see why more couples buy their engagement rings from Shane Company than at any other jeweler in town.
Shane Company, direct diamond importers, in Franklin, just west of I-65 at Cool Springs Boulevard. Open Monday through Friday till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, online at shaneco.com.
The Blue Raiders on WGNS.
.744 remaining in the first half here at Sartain Hall in Troy, Middle Tennessee trailing by 4. 17-13. It's easier than ever to apply to MTSU. A new website can answer all your questions, whether you're a first-time freshman, a transfer student, or a re-enrollee. Check it out at apply2mtsu.com. That's apply2mtsu.com. Raiders ball out of bounds. Be played into Ebony Rowe. Over to Lakin Leonard on the left side. Leonard out front to Iceland Eli, top of the key, looking in the lane. Comes back out to Courtney Jones. Jones back to the middle, works around a pick from Eli. Going to bounce it away to Ebony Rowe. Rowe stops after one dribble, gives it back to Courtney Jones. Back to Ebony and missed a wide open layup. That's about the third open layup that Ebony has not connected. And here's Pitts in front court for Troy. Pitts to Naj, coming to the right side. Stops there, threw it away. And a loose ball up for grabs. Kicked around, picked up by Sword. She'll come left. Driving layup is good by D'Angela Sword. That will make it 19-13 Troy. Here's Courtney Jones in front court for the Raiders. She's at point guard now with Kaysen on the bench. Ebony Rowe, pass intercepted by Naj, and now to Pitts. Pitts coming down the right side, hands the ball outside to Blake. Now to Naj, she'll fire up a three that's short of the mark and out of bounds. Lauren March checking back in, and Janae Brinkley is out for Middle Tennessee. And the Raiders just haven't been able to get anything going their way here in the first half, much like the first half of the South Alabama game on Saturday. Here's Courtney Jones in front court. Jones coming on a bounce pass to Ebony Rowe, pulled outside. Kicks the ball in the corner to Lauren March, back to Rowe. Ebony out of the middle, guarded there by Coleman, who's been giving her fits on the low post. Over to Jones, turnaround jumper, 18-footer, good. Courtney Jones connects for her first 2 points of the game. 19-15 Troy. Trojans to bring it down. This is Jasmine Pitts across the line. Pitts to Manuel. And out front it comes to Jamisha Blake. Back to Sword, drives the lane, lost control of it. Picked up inside and a travel call there on Coleman. Troy turns it over. 5:37 to play in the first half. Raiders trailing 19-15. Courtney Jones to bring it down. Jones works to the right side, starts in, fires up a wild shot. Might have been fouled there by Pitts. I think that's the case. And Courtney's going to get two. On Pitts, that's foul number one, team foul number four on the Trojans. And Courtney Jones to the free throw line, shooting a pair. I think she anticipated the pressure by Pitts and just threw up a wild shot, and it earned her two free throws, and the first one is good. 19-16, Shanice Kaysen back in. Lauren March is out. March started the game today for the Lady Raiders. One more for Jones. Number 24 puts it up and in. So Courtney Jones, two free throws, will close the gap to two. It's 19-17. Raiders in the press. And a lob pass comes across the line to Sword. She'll drive it to the free throw line, feed it over on the left side. Blake misses a jumper. Lake and Leonard, a strong rebound inside. Gets the ball away to Shanice Kaysen. Kaysen in front court, top of the key. Starts down the right side of the lane, backs it up now, still on the dribble. Kaysen squares it up. Works over to the left wing. Fires a pass inside, intercepted by Manuel. There was absolutely no Lady Raider anywhere close to that pass. And now Pitts with the ball outside for Troy. Pitts starts right, stops, feeds in the lane, and it's dropped out of bounds by 35 Coleman. So the Raiders have had plenty of chances here in the first half to get the lead, but they have turned the ball over 6-7 times and have just not given themselves a chance to get the lead in this game, along with missing about four open layups. Here's Jones on the right side. Bounce pass comes in low to Eli, to Ebony Rowe. Jump shot, fade away, and that's no good off the rim. And the rebound taken by Troy. Long pass coming up to the center line, and Courtney Jones, who tried to take a charge, instead is called for a blocking foul. That'll be her first foul and the seventh team foul on the Raiders, and we'll have DeAngela Sword going to the free throw line. She will have 1-1. Sword with a free throw, good. She's got seven to lead Troy. She and Ross each with seven. 20-17, Troy. Sword with her second shot and bounces it in. So it's 21-17, Troy. Shanice Kaysen with a little over 4 minutes to play in the first half. Working in the front court to Courtney Jones, deep on the right side. Jones around a pick from Ebony Rowe, gets it to Kaysen, and Kaysen's three off the mark, but before that shot, a whistle and a foul. Pitts commits the foul, her second, fifth team foul, And the Raiders get it out of bounds down the baseline. Ebony Rowe comes outside to Kaysen, almost a bad pass. Kaysen to Lake and Leonard. Into Ebony. And a foul, and this is a pushing foul on Ross, who was guarding Ebony Rowe, and we have got the under 4 minute timeout. 3:58 to play, media timeout. A Toots timeout. Toots, you're home for good food and fun. With timeout to score, Troy 21, Middle Tennessee 17. From Nelligan Sports, you're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball on the Blue Raider Network.
The state of denial is a drag and a trial. When I bought my cheap insurance, should have known this day would come. Now I've had an accident and I'm feeling quite alone. Called them at least 20 times, but they won't pick up the phone. Without personal service, my policy's kind of worthless. Get to a better state, State Farm.
In Murfreesboro, call State Farm agents Mel Adams and Jeannie Allman.
Attention Blue Raider fans, start next year's housing hunt today. Visit www.mtstudenthousing.com to connect with Murfreesboro's premier student apartments, University Gables, Raiders Crossing, and the Woods at Greenland. Between updated amenities, awesome locations, and great values, you'll find the perfect place to call home next year at www.mtstudenthousing.com. Pay less, play more, and walk to class. Visit www.mtstudenthousing.com.
The Blue Raiders on WGNS, AM, FM, online.
Troy leading 21-17. 3:58 to play first half. You can read all about Blue Raider sports in the Daily News Journal. The D&J is Rutherford County's first source for news, sports, and much more. Visit dnj.com. Or you can read them the old-fashioned way in the morning newspaper. Courtney Jones inbounds for the Raiders in front court. Trailing by four. Kaysen, corner Jones, wide open for three, in and out. Long rebound grabbed by Blake. And the Trojans bring it down. Here's Kleeman. Kleeman guarded by Kaysen. Bounces her way to Ross. Works right wing to Sword. She'll come left. She's a natural lefty. Drives it all the way in and banks it up to score. She's got 10. And it's 23-17. Troy back to a six-point lead. Kaysen in front court for the Raiders. He's going to Courtney Jones. Jones top of the key. Feeds it back to Kaysen. Kaysen inside to Ebony Rowe. Starts in, turns, fires. Off the glass, she'll score. And that's the first 2 points for Ebony Rowe today. 23-19. Troy by four. Just Kleeman works across the line to Sword. In the corner, standing on the line, was Blake, unaware of where she was on the court. Her GPS was not working. Raiders have it in backcourt on the turnover as Shanice Kaysen brings it down. 3 minutes left in the half. 23-19, Troy. Kaysen, the freshman guard, into front court. Kaysen to Courtney Jones. Jones drives to the foul line. Backs up, back to Kaysen. Kaysen deep on the left side. Eli rotates out, takes the pass, and Kaysen hit the deck. She was shoved in there by a Troy player. It's on Brooke Boy, her first foul, seventh team foul, and Shanice will go to the free throw line with a 1-1. 2:42 left in the half. Foul shot in and out, no good. Ross grabs the rebound and kicks it away to Kleeman. Troy leading by four. Kleeman brings it down. Kleeman shovels it away to Bowie, to Sword. Starts left, feeds it in the corner to Kleeman. Comes back out front. Manuel starts in, feeds it back out. A three is no good by Bowie, and the rebound to Iceland Eli. Eli kicks it away to Kaysen. Kaysen comes back to the middle to Courtney Jones. Jones drives in the lane. She got clobbered in there and no foul. Ball out of bounds. Courtney wound up on the floor. There's also a Troy player on the floor. A lot of contact. for no foul being called. It's going to be Middle Tennessee's ball out of bounds. Now coming in for Troy is Pitts, and Kleeman, who was shaken up on that play, is out. 17 on the shot clock. Kaysen comes into Ebony Rowe. Ebony back in the middle to Courtney Jones. Back right to Kaysen. Kaysen comes back to Jones. Shot clock down to 7. Reverse pivot. Drives in. Feeds to Kaysen in the corner. Her three is way long. And the rebound taken by Ross. And now to Pitts, who will bring it down. 1:43 left in the half. Raiders trailing by 4. Pitts works deep over on the right side, starts in, fires the ball in the corner to Sword. She'll start down the baseline, kicks it back out to Manuel. Her shot is good. First basket for Manuel. And she was just a shade inside that three-point line. It's 25-19. Raiders lose it on the other end, turn it over, and Troy will have the ball with
1. Behind everything you're searching for is something you're actually looking for. When you flip through the Real Yellow Pages for a plumber, you're actually looking to reclaim your home from a renegade faucet. It's not just getting directions to a tailor with YP.com. It's looking your best for an interview. And it's more than finding a mechanic with YP.com on your mobile. It's getting your road trip back on track. Whatever it might be, there are more ways to search and more ways to find exactly what you're looking for with the Real Yellow Pages, YP.com, and YP.com on your mobile. Only from AT&T.
First Tennessee has lending options for any number of dreams, including dream number 111, turning home sweet home into home sweet bigger home. So whether you want money for a home project, education, or consolidating debt, we'll offer lending solutions.
England. Second shot by Manuel, no good. Missed them both. Blake and Leonard the rebound. Over to Kaysen, and Ross dives in there to tie her up. And the alternate possession will give it to Troy, and they'll call a timeout. Here with 2.8 seconds remaining in the first half. And we'll remind you to stay tuned at halftime for our Middle Tennessee Medical Center halftime show. We'll have stats and other interesting tidbits for you at halftime, so we hope you'll stay with us. For that, men's game coming up following our contest here. Jeff Walters will be coming on with his pregame right after our postgame show ends. Coaches' shows start this next week. Coach Kermit Davis live will be Monday at 7 from Coach's Grill. Coach Ensel's first show will be Tuesday, this week only, Tuesday at 6 at Coach's Grill. Hope you folks will come out and join us for the coaches' shows. The ball coming into Bowie. Fires up a long one and misses at the horn. And that is the end of the first half. At halftime, it is Troy 27 and Middle Tennessee 19. Stay with us now. Our Middle Tennessee Medical Center halftime show coming your way next. From Nelligan Sports, you're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball on the Blue Raider Network.
Behind everything you're searching for is something you're actually looking for. When you flip through the Real Yellow Pages for a plumber, you're actually looking to reclaim your home from a renegade faucet. It's not just getting directions to a tailor with YP.com. It's looking your best for an interview. And it's more than finding a mechanic with YP.com on your mobile. It's getting your road trip back on track. Whatever it might be, there are more ways to search and more ways to find exactly what you're looking for with the Real Yellow Pages, YP.com, and YP.com on your mobile. Only from AT&T.
First Tennessee has lending options for any number of dreams, including dream number 111, turning home sweet home into home sweet bigger home. So whether you want money for a home project, education, or consolidating debt, we'll offer lending solutions for any opportunity. This kind of service must be why 96% of our customers would recommend us to family and friends. Plus, after you close on your loan, you'll get a free gift. For more information, visit a financial center or firsttennessee.com/dreamloan.
Ugh, great. Fred is my secret Santa.
What did I do? Are the gifts you bestow at best only so-so?
This happens every year.
Make it your mission to start a new office tradition. Give the people on your list new holiday instant games.
Do they work?
Like a charm. And now the Tennessee Lottery has three new instant games, Holiday Green, Money Tree, and Holiday Gold, to provide maximum excitement.
Wow, that sounds great.
Holiday instant games from the Tennessee Lottery. Some disassembly required. Game-changing fun.
The Chick-fil-A update. The BCC, the Bovine Communications Committee, has banned the use of the word beef on commercial airwaves. Cows call it the B word, ends in F, two E's in the middle. Phrases like where's the beef are now punishable with random electric cattle prodding. Should you ever say beef or crave beef, head to Chick-fil-A. Then think good thoughts and eat good things, like the original chicken sandwich, a tender, juicy breast of chicken placed on a hot buttered bun with two crucial pickles. I've got no beef with that. Chick-fil-A. We didn't invent the chicken, just the chicken sandwich.
Every day, girls come into Shane Company holding bridal magazine ads from a jewelry designer with one of the rings circled in red. They come to Shane Company because they know that when they show us a designer brand name ring that they really like, we'll show them a dozen rings that both fit her taste and have that look. Ours are also designed by world-class designers. Shane Company customers refuse to pay the 30% premium that designer brand names command. Also, Shane Company customers insist on a ring that's truly unique. By not being featured in magazines, there aren't thousands of the identical ring on other women's fingers. You'll see why more couples buy their engagement rings from Shane Company than at any other jeweler in town.
Shane Company, direct diamond importers, in Franklin, just west of I-65 at Cool Springs Boulevard. Open Monday through Friday till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, online at shaneco.com.
It's MTSU Sports on WGNS.
Back at Troy, and before we get into our halftime show, we need to pause 15 seconds for station identification as you listen to Middle Tennessee Basketball.
This is the voice of the Blue Raiders, Chip Walters.
Your local sports connection is WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Middle Tennessee football and basketball games are right here.
Dick Palmer with you in Troy, Alabama, and welcome into our Middle Tennessee Medical Center halftime show brought to you by MTMC, a member of St. Thomas Health. We'll check all of the halftime stats for you in just a few minutes. Troy has led this game most of the first half. Middle Tennessee took an early 2-0 lead on a basket by Iceland Eli. Troy tied it at 2-2 and then took a 4-2 lead, and they've been in in the lead ever since. Troy led 8-5 at the first media timeout. They led 14-11 at the 11:38 mark, 17-13 at the 7:44 mark, 21-17 at the 3:58 mark, and at halftime, 27-19, Troy with an 8-point lead over Middle Tennessee. This is a Troy team that has won one game this season. It just shows that in this conference, you have to come out and play every night, regardless of what the other team's record is. And Coach Hensel did not keep his team in the locker room very long. They're already back out on the floor. And are trying to get their game together and see how they can come back and win this game. 27-19, Troy leading at halftime. D'Angelo Sword, a senior, and Troy's leading scorer, has 12 points here at the break, a 13-point average for the season. And for Middle Tennessee, 4 points for Courtney Jones and 4 for Iceland Eli, and those are the leading scorers for Middle Tennessee in the first half. We'll take a break, and when we return, we'll take a look at those halftime stats for you. Halftime score again, Troy 27, Middle Tennessee 19. From Nelligan Sports, you're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball, the MTMC Halftime Show here on the Blue Raider Network.
Because you can
what
see
do you
forever
think of when you hear community, integrity, commitment, tradition, and partners? The folks at Sodexo know it's family, friends, neighbors, and coworkers. The people we live with, work with, share our world with, and the fans we love to serve. Sodexo is community. It's a community of more than 200 employees and nonprofit volunteers and the thousands of fans we serve at MTSU. Sodexo is a community of people who are committed to enhancing your game day experience. Sodexo, proud server of your game day concession needs and proud to serve the Blue Raiders.
Because you can see forever from Signal Mountain, and with the right vision plan you can see a whole lot more. Because 5 kids in Jackson means 40 bicuspids at the dentist. Because of a mobile site that helps you find a doctor. Because of small towns, big businesses, and partnering together for affordable solutions in health and wellness. You carry us because we carry you. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. Health, wellness, dental, vision. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association.
Hi, this is Belinda Arender of F&M Mortgage. Purchasing a home can be one of the most thrilling experiences of a lifetime. Whether you're a first-time home buyer, moving up to a larger home, or refinancing your current home, you'll find F&M Mortgage is here to help you every step of the way. F&M Mortgage is located at 1639 Medical Center Parkway here in Murfreesboro. Call us today at 800-999-8999 or find us online at myfmbank.com.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 518-158.
Score throughout the season with authentic family recipes at an authentic family value at Demas's Restaurants. We serve dozens of dishes for under $10, including our oven-baked chicken, 7-ounce sirloin, burgers, spaghetti with your choice of 11 sauces, and our famous $4.25 lunch special, all made fresh every day. For the full menu, visit DemasRestaurants.com. Demas's Restaurants, where our family has been serving the MTSU family for over 20 years.
Bradshaw Collision Repair Centers opened their first location in 1967. Since that time, technology has changed the equipment for both collision repair and basketball. Bradshaw's has the latest technology required to safely repair today's complex, intelligent cars. They'll meet or exceed your expectations every time. Dedicated people, the best equipment, and years of experience make Bradshaw's a winning team. If your vehicle receives a charging foul, choose the best repair possible. Call Bradshaw Collision Repair Centers, your home team for collision repairs. Choice of Blue Raider Athletics.
Customers come to Kroger because they know they'll get the best quality and the best price.
I shop at Kroger because the prices are awesome.
It's no secret to Kroger customers. Just look for the yellow tags for savings in every aisle.
The yellow tags, they help and they make a difference.
You can find yellow tags everywhere.
At Kroger, you can find a good selection, but at a better price than you can find just about anywhere else.
Get more value for the way you live every day at Kroger.
Shopping here saves us tons of money.
WGNS, AM-FM, online, Rutherford County's MTSU station.
Welcome back into the MTMC Halftime Show. The score at halftime here is Troy 27, Middle Tennessee 19. Time now to see who's heating things up with the halftime stats brought to you by Roscoe Brown Heating and Air. There are a few things in life you can depend on. Roscoe Brown is one of them. And the answer to the question is nobody seems to be heating things up for Middle Tennessee. Very bad first half for the Lady Raiders. 7 of 21 from the field. That's 33%. 2 of 7 from three-point range and 3 of 5 at the foul line. For Troy, 12 of 24, 50% from the field. 0 of 6 from three-point and 3 of 5 from the free throw line. They're 0 of 6 from three-point. That means they are 12 of 18 from two-point range. Total rebounds are even, 14 for each team, with Iceland Eli leading Middle Tennessee with 5, and Dominique Ross, the young lady from Covington, Tennessee, leading Troy with 4 rebounds. Turnovers, and this has been a problem for the Raiders in the first half. 12 turnovers for Middle Tennessee in the first half, 9 for Troy. And steals, Middle Tennessee 3, and Troy with 7 steals in the first half. Middle Tennessee leads the league in steals, but Troy's kind of turned the tables on the Raiders in that department in the first half, and they lead by a score of 27-19. So the Raiders going to have to get untracked here. They want to continue to be unbeaten in the Sun Belt Conference. They trail by 8 at halftime. We'll be back to wrap up our halftime show right after this timeout from Nelligan Sports here on the Blue Raider Network.
What's that about?
Oh, the TOA cheer.
TOA?
You know, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance.
Why are they cheering for them?
Well, they take care of more athletes in Middle Tennessee than anyone, treating joints, bones, muscles.
So if one of these players needs help, they should call TOA?
Yeah, or they can just yell, because there's likely a TOA physician already courtside. They love basketball.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, official team physician of Blue Raiders Athletics. Visit TOA.com today.
I love this store. They have such a selection.
The quality is excellent.
Customers are talking about all the ways there are to save at Kroger.
The people are helpful.
The fish is always at a good price. The chicken's at a good price.
The Kroger brand ice cream, it's a great price, but it's a good quality.
Fresh produce is always at the top of my list.
I can come and save on produce and go to the pharmacy and take care of my other needs and still save.
Get more value for the way you live every day at Kroger.
It's an all-around good shopping experience.
Each month, the Pepsi Refresh Project awards up to $1.3 million in refresh grants. Anyone can submit. Anyone can vote. Your choice makes a difference. Which means that every time you drink a Pepsi, you do more than refresh yourself. You refresh the world. So the next time you're standing in front of a soda machine debating between this cola and that cola, choose the cola that hooked up music students in Spokane with a new set of instruments. When you're reaching into a cooler full of ice at your buddy's barbecue, choose the soda that gave every graduating senior at Nottoway Valley High a scholarship. If you're feeling indecisive in the soda aisle, choose Pepsi, and you might be helping an apparel company make a t-shirt that can change the world. Go to refresheverything.com and find out how your choice can make a difference. The Pepsi Refresh Project. Every Pepsi refreshes the world.
Take a break with Bunny Bread. With the soft, fresh taste you know and love, Bunny Bread is baked with nutritious complex carbohydrates to give you the energy you need to get back in the game. Whether you're eating it for breakfast, a between-meal snack, or sandwiches while watching the Blue Raiders play, from the first slice to the last, Bunny Bread is a quick and delicious way to get nutrition, energy, and satisfaction. Bunny Bread, an official corporate partner of Blue Raider Athletics.
That's what I said. Bunny Bread.
Bradshaw Collision Repair Centers opened their first location in 1967. Since that time, technology has changed the equipment for both collision repair and basketball. Bradshaw's has the latest technology required to safely repair today's complex intelligent cars. They'll meet or exceed your expectations every time. Dedicated people, the best equipment, and years of experience make Bradshaw's a winning team. If your vehicle receives a charging foul, choose the best repair possible. Call Bradshaw Collision Repair Centers, your home team for collision repairs. Choice of Blue Raider Athletics.
WGNS, your Blue Raider connection.
And we move to the second half with Middle Tennessee trailing 27-19 for the Raiders. It'll be Lakin Leonard, Shanice Kaysen, Ebony Rowe, Iceland Eli, and Courtney Jones. Middle Tennessee will have the ball first to open second half play. Tonight's broadcast brought to you in part by the Learning Circle, Middle Tennessee's largest educational supply showroom. The Learning Circle is located on South Church Street in Murfreesboro next to Toots. Troy coming out with Kleeman and Sword, Bowie, Coleman, and Naj. So it's the same starting five for Troy. The ball in the corner to Eli underneath Ebony Rowe. Backs it up and scores. And the Raiders come out and score on the inbounds play to open the second half. It's 27-21. Raiders press in backcourt, Kleeman. Kleeman gets it across to Sword. She'll come dribbling right. Stops, comes back in the middle to Bowie. Bowie shovels the handoff to Kleeman deep on the right side. Kleeman, a little give-and-go pass to Coleman, and she will score, but she is charged with a foul. That'll wipe the bucket off, and a charging foul on Coleman. That'll be her second foul. Shanice Kaysen took the charge and knocked to the floor, but she's back up and bringing the ball down. 27-21 Troy. Left wing, Courtney Jones. And there's Courtney Jones going to the floor, and that's a foul on Coleman. That'll be her third. Coleman picks up back-to-back fouls in the first 30 seconds of the second half, and she will leave, replaced by Dominique Ross for Troy. Ball coming in to Kaysen, out front to Iceland Eli. To Courtney Jones on the right wing, down to Ebony Rowe. Double team. In the corner comes back to Lakin Leonard. Leonard looking inside. Back out front it comes to Kaysen. Kaysen comes around a high screen from Eli. Leaves the ball in the corner with Courtney Jones. Her three is short and missed. Rebound picked up by Troy. Sword coming across the line. She'll drive in the lane, come left, lay it up, miss. And taken off by Ross. She drops it out of bounds. Raiders ball. Pretty good defense by Lakin Leonard on that drive by DeAngela Sword, who is a lefty and came down the left side of the lane, which was open. And Leonard stood there, held her ground, and she missed the shot. Here's Courtney Jones to Kaysen. Kaysen puts it on the floor. Back out to Eli. Courtney Jones out of the corner into Eli, and a little give and go wide open. Iceland Eli lays it in. Eli went back door, and it's 27-23. Kleeman in backcourt, doubled up, bounces it away to Sword. She throws a long cross-court pass to Bowie, who'll drive it in with a layup and score. Bowie gets her first two of the game. 29-23 Troy. Shanice Kaysen into front court to Courtney Jones. Drives to the foul line. Backs up. Kicks it to Kaysen. Three out of the left corner. Good by Kaysen. MTMC three for Shanice. Raiders take a timeout. 29-26. And this will stretch to a full timeout. So we will take a break here. 17:48 to play in the game with a score. Troy 29, Middle Tennessee 26. From Elegant Sports, you're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball on the Blue Raider Network.
Blue Raiders, it's go time. A Go account from Ascend is a savings and checking account with no minimum balance requirements, no per check charges, access to Ascend's check card, free checks, and a customized checkbook cover. Open your Go account at one of Ascend's three Murfreesboro locations or visit ascendfcu.org for more information. Ascend Federal Credit Union, raising possibilities. Ascend, the preferred credit union of MTSU Athletics, is federally insured by the NCUA. Membership is limited.
In 1967, Bradshaw Collision Repair Centers opened their first location in Madison. Today, there are five locations, one in Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad Street. If you need collision repairs, ask for Bradshaw's. Their experienced people handle all the work with your insurance company, and their repairs carry a lifetime guarantee. Dedicated people, the best equipment, and years of experience make Bradshaw's a winning team. Read their customer comments at BradshawCollision.com. Bradshaw Collision Repair Centers, your home team for collision repairs. Choice of Blue Raider Athletics.
The home of the Blue Raiders, WGNS, AM-FM, online.
An 8-point halftime deficit to 3. It's 29-26 early in the second half. Our game is brought to you in part by McCarter, Catron & East Law Firm, providing fearless legal representation. When you need a big decision to go your way, contact MCE Law, located on the square in Murfreesboro, or at mcelaw.com. Troy's ball in backcourt, Raiders set up in the press, and this is a deny press as they're pressing all over the floor. There's a long pass to Bowie in front court, breaks to the foul line, feeds in the corner and deflected out of bounds by Iceland Eli. Troy's ball, side front court. Inbounded by Pitts, coming into Bowie. Back to Pitts, guarded out front by Courtney Jones. Out high it comes to Ross. Now to Bowie. Bowie puts it on the floor, almost lost the dribble. Feeds it in the corner to Pitts. Ball deflected and stolen by Ebony Rowe. Rowe to Courtney Jones. Raiders come down with numbers. Over to Leonard. Inside Ebony Rowe. Wide open layup and she'll score. On the assist from Lake and Leonard, that will cut it to one at 29-28. And now Troy takes too long to inbound the ball against the Raider press, and they will lose possession. So the Raiders will take it under the basket as leaving is Bowie, and coming back in is Blake for the Trojans. Kaysen will inbound under the Blue Raider basket. In it comes to Ebony Rowe. Rowe out front to Courtney Jones. Jones, Kaysen, starts in, backs out. Looks low, gives it to Ebony Rowe. Rowe back to Kaysen, top of the key. Comes driving left, ball deflected. Saves it in the corner, comes back out front. 13 on the shot clock. Kaysen starts around a screen from Eli. Feeds inside to Ebony Rowe, back to Eli. Wide open, missed an open layup. And Troy gets the rebound. Raiders missed another open layup with a chance to take the lead. Trailing by one, 29-28. Here's Blake out front. Gives the ball to Sword and a foul on Kaysen. And on Shanice, that's number two. First foul of the half against the Raiders. Troy will inbound. D'Angelo Sword. We'll put it in play from the side. Gets it in to Pitts, who drives for left. Blocked by Rowe, out of bounds. Troy's going to get it back. Great defensive play by Ebony Rowe. Picked up her 16th block of the season. And here's Pitts to inbound. Feeds it out to Blake, wide open. Passed up a shot. Here comes Manuel. She traveled, no call. And the rebound picked off by Courtney Jones. Jones in the front court. Jones comes to the free throw line. Dumps it under to Eli, and it's off her hands out of bounds. She was wide open. And the ball will go to Troy. Raiders set up to press. They trail 29-28. You kind of get the feeling if the Raiders could ever get the lead, they can go on and extend it. But getting the lead is been the biggest problem. There's another 5-second violation on Pitts, and again, Troy turns it over. And the Raiders will set up an out-of-bounds play under the basket. Kaysen will put it in play. Kaysen. Oh, he's got Ebony wide open for a layup, and she scores. And the Raiders take the lead. And Troy will take a timeout. This will be a 30-second timeout. Middle Tennessee in the lead for the first time since the first minute of the game. They lead 30-29. And that's one of Coach Lynn Berkey's favorite out-of-bounds plays, and he broke Ebony Rowe wide open under the basket to score the go-ahead basket. 30-29, but still a long way to go. 16:08 left in the ball game, and the Raiders have come from 8 points down to lead by one. They've outscored Troy 11-2 here in the first 3:52 of the second half. Now the Raiders set their press. Kleeman will inbound. Kleeman puts it in play to Sword. Back to Kleeman. Kleeman, long pass. Going to be gathered in by Sword near the center line. Back to Kleeman. Kleeman comes across. Loses the ball and a whistle. Foul is going to be on Courtney Jones. Jones swiping at the ball. Got part of Kleeman's arm. As we've got a media timeout with 15:59 to play, a Toots timeout. Toots, you're home for good food and fun. With timeout to score, Middle Tennessee 30, Troy 29. From Elegant Sports, you're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball on the Blue Raider Network.
What a state of generosity. Look what my agent got for me just by switching to State Farm. A few hundred unexpected bucks, I couldn't ask for more. But now I've got to figure out what I should use it for. A new bike would be radical, but maybe something practical, like a pet baboon with one robotic arm. Get to a better state, State Farm.
In Murfreesboro, call State Farm agents David Wilson and Floyd Wilson.
Behind everything you're searching for is something you're actually looking for. When you flip through the real yellow pages for a plumber, you're actually looking to reclaim your home from a renegade faucet. It's not just getting directions to a tailor with YP.com. It's looking your best for an interview. And it's more than finding a mechanic with YP.com on your mobile. It's getting your road trip back on track. Whatever it might be, there are more ways to search and more ways to find exactly what you're looking for with the real yellow pages, YP.com, and YP.com on your mobile. Only from AT&T.
The Blue Raiders on WGNS.
Raiders have taken the lead 30-29 here with 15:59 remaining in the ballgame after trailing by 8 points at halftime. Raiders have outscored the Trojans 11-2 in the first 4 minutes of the second half. Ebony Rowe leading the charge with three baskets after being held to one field goal in the first half. Troy's going to play it in their front court. They're going to toss it into the back court, and now Kleeman will bring it back across the line. Guarded by Courtney Jones. Out high it comes to Ross. Over to Sword. Coming left to Kleeman. They work a little weave out front. Kleeman now stops, bounces it left. Sword puts it on the floor, drives down the baseline. She traveled. Did a little hop, skip, and jump as Ebony Rowe switched over to pick her up coming in, and she was not expecting that. Took an extra step. On the turnover, Middle Tennessee works in front court. Left side, Courtney Jones. Eli starts in the lane, feeds to Janae Brinkley in the right wing. Back to Eli. Eli off the glass, short, got her own rebound, put it up again, in and out. Rebound taken by Ebony. She'll put it up, and she's fouled. Good work on the offensive boards. Ebony Rowe will go to the free throw line. Janae Brinkley came in at that last timeout for Lakin Leonard. Ebony Rowe at the foul line for the first time in the game, and she will have two shots. 15-19 to play. First one in and out, no good. Coming in is Tania Manuel for Troy, and she will replace Naj. One more for Ebony. Free throw line to our left. right in front of the Raider bench. Up there, good. Ebony Rowe makes one out of two, 31-29. Raiders with a two-point lead over Troy. In backcourt, Kleeman works it across. Manuel dribbles in the lane, loses the dribble. Picked up by Ebony Rowe. A travel called on Ebony Rowe, who was down on the floor trying to tie up the ball. I don't think she had possession. Be that as it may, Troy inbounding under their goal. All the way out front, Blake works right wing to Manuel. Manuel stops, comes back in the middle to Kleeman. Calls for a pick, comes left, stops. Little give and go to Manuel, weaving her way through the lane. She loses the ball. Iceland Eli comes up with it, fouled by Blake. And Blake will commit her second foul, third team foul on the Trojans here in the second half. The Raider men's team watching down to my left as they're getting set to take on the Troy Trojans in the second game of this twin bill. Eli to Rowe, got shoved around, no foul call, and Troy gets the basketball. Kleeman coming right, stops, comes back out to Ross, give and go to Sword, she'll lay it in. That'll tie it up, 31 apiece. Courtney Jones for three off the left side, no good. Rebound Sword. Troy back down the floor. The game tied at 31-all. Kleeman working out front. Starts in, stops, gives it back to Manuel. Manuel guarded out there by Ebony Rowe. Tosses the ball back to Ross. And over it comes to Sword, who puts it on her hip and directs her team now. She'll drive to the basket, loses the dribble, but bumped by Kaysen, who will be called for the foul. Third foul on Shanice. And the ball out of bounds to the Trojans as Lakin Leonard comes back in. Janae Brinkley will go to the sideline. Kleeman will inbound. Fresh shot clock for the Trojans. Kleeman, long pass, bad pass, and out of bounds. She was trying to get it into Blake. Blake went one way, and the ball went the other. So the Raiders have it in a 31-31 game, 14 minutes to play. Sword is out, and Bowie is back in for Troy. Kaysen to bring it down. Kaysen working outside and feeds on the left wing to Courtney Jones. His three, good. Courtney Jones from three. That's her first three-pointer tonight. Raiders press, 34-31. Middle Tennessee with its biggest lead. In backcourt, loose ball. Kleeman finally gets it across to Manuel. Over to Blake. Banks the shot up. No good. Battle for the rebound. Manuel's got it. She puts it up. No good. And the rebound cleared by Ebony Rowe. Ebony across to Kaysen. Kaysen to Leonard. Left corner. Back to Kaysen. Kaysen takes a look inside. Left wing, Courtney Jones. Starts to the middle. Back to Kaysen. Kaysen to Ebony Rowe on the low post. Spins in the lane. Turns. Fires. And misses off the rim. Rebound taken by Ross for Troy. Raiders leading 34-31. Here's Kleeman in front court. Kleeman deep on the right side. Double teamed out there. Gets the ball back to Manuel. Manuel drives the middle of the lane underneath to Ross. Puts it up and misses. Manuel got the rebound. Manuel feeds the ball back out to Kleeman. Kleeman works left. Gives it to Blake. Blake going to be double teamed out front. She clears the way. Stolen by Ebony Rowe. Ebony coming on the break. She's going to take it all the way. Lay it up and score. Ebony with 11, and the Raiders lead 36-31. In backcourt, this is Blake, or Bowie. Bowie gives it to Kleeman. Kleeman fires up a three and misses. Rebound taken by Blake on the opposite side. Blake starts in the lane, turns, jumps, and scores. Blake gets her first field goal, 36-33. Raiders up by three. 11:58 to play. We'll have a media timeout coming at the next dead ball. Over it comes to Courtney Jones. Drives in the lane. Starts in, backs up. Kaysen, three out of the left corner. No good. Rebound taken by Troy. And the Trojans bring it down. Kleeman into front court. Kleeman dribbles slowly to the right side. Comes back top of the key. And another foul on... This one is going to be on Troy on an illegal screen. Maybe on Manuel. Manuel picks up her first foul. We've got immediate timeout with 11:34 to play. And with timeout, the score, Middle Tennessee 36, Troy 33. From Nelligan Sports, you're listening to this broadcast of Middle Tennessee Basketball on the Blue Raider Network.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Jordan, an orthopedic surgeon with Middle Tennessee Medical Center. As the official health care providers of the MTSU Blue Raiders, we know the importance of getting players healthy and back in the game. Middle Tennessee Medical Center provides comprehensive orthopedic care with expertise to return each patient to an active and functional lifestyle. Our team is highly experienced in orthopedic and joint replacement surgery, which means better outcomes and quicker recoveries. To make an appointment with an MTMC orthopedic specialist, call 615-284-BONE.
Customers come to Kroger because they know they'll get the best quality and the best price.
I shop at Kroger because the prices are awesome.
It's no secret to Kroger customers. Just look for the yellow tags for savings in every aisle.
The yellow tags, they help and they make a difference.
You can find yellow tags everywhere.
At Kroger, you can find a good selection, but at a better price than you can find just about anywhere else.
Get more value for the way you live every day at Kroger.
Shopping here saves us tons of money.
Sartain Hall, the 50th year basketball in this building, and the final year they'll be opening up their new arena sometime in the near future. So this will be our last trip in here to Sartain Hall, where we've had a lot of success, by the way. The Lady Raiders are 7-0 here, but they're being hard-pressed tonight by the Troy Trojans. Middle Tennessee leading by three after trailing by eight at the half. Kiki Stewart has come in for the Raiders to replace Iceland Eli. Here's Kaysen in front court. Courtney Jones, left wing, drives in the lane, backs it up, back to Kaysen. Had an open three, passed it up, and now we've got a whistle inside. What's the call here? It's on 35, Coleman. That is her fourth foul. She's picked three of those up here in the second half. Raiders inbound. Out front to Kaysen. Corner to Jones. Courtney, quick three, and it's off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Pitts for Troy. Troy, Michael Murphy put in four new players at that last time out. Here's Pitts bouncing on the right side to Bowie. Bowie guarded by Lake and Leonard. Comes top of the key, feeding on the left side to Sword. She'll come to the middle, stop, dump it off to Bowie. Her three-pointer is up and good. Bowie, 5 points all in the second half. That is Troy's first three of the game and ties things up at 36 apiece for the Raiders. Leonard on the right wing. Here's a foul. It is on Naj. That is her second. Sixth team foul on Troy. Lake and Leonard coming out, and Janae Brinkley is in. And for Troy, Coleman is out, and Manuel is back in the game. Ebony Rowe at the line. 1-1. That must have been their seventh foul. Ebony Rowe shoots 1-1. 10:39 left. Free throw missed. Battle for the rebound taken by Bowie. Passes across the line to Sword. And now to Pitts. Back to Naj. Coming back to Pitts. 36-36. Pitts pressured out front. Ball stolen by Ebony Rowe. Rowe coming down. Kaysen out of the left corner. 4-3. It's no good. And the rebound taken by Sword. She'll flip it away to Pitts. It's slowly across the timeline now. Just about to the midway point of the second half. Sword working out front. Moving against Kiki Stewart. Double team. Gets it underneath to Manuel. She'll go with a reverse layup and miss. And the rebound to Naj out to Pitts. And her three-pointer is good. So back-to-back threes put Troy back in the lead at 39-36. Courtney Jones, left wing. Bounces it away to Kaysen. Kaysen inside. Ebony Rowe lays it up and scores. She got half a step then, and that's about all she needs. 39-38. Raiders cut it to one. Foul in the backcourt on Janae Brinkley. It'll be her third, fourth team foul. Now Kiki Stewart is out. Iceland Eli back in. Raiders 1 point down. Ball coming in play. Stolen by Eli. To Ebony Rowe. Kicks in the corner to Kaysen. Back to Ebony. Had trouble controlling it. Naj picks it up. Pitts. Long pass ahead. Courtney Jones missed an interception. And Manuel got an easy layup. 41-38 Troy. Kaysen for the Raiders, works to Courtney Jones on the right wing. Down low, Ebony Rowe, turns with a jumper, no good. Rebound Bowie, comes out on the dribble. Bowie into front court. Shovels it back to Sword and back over to Pitts. Pitts working outside with 8:45 to play. The Raiders down by three. Bowie comes on a drive right in the lane, and there's a foul. That'll send Bowie to the free throw line. Brinkley picks up her fourth. And Brooke Bowie goes to the line for two. 5'10 sophomore Bowie. 65% foul shooter on the year and misses number one. Lauren March back in for the Raiders, and Janae Brinkley is out. Here's Bowie with one more. Raiders down three. And it's good. 6 points for Bowie all in the second half. 42-38. Kaysen to Courtney Jones. In the lane, backs up, back to Kaysen. Kaysen with a three out of the corner that's long. Rebound Iceland Eli. Eli back to Courtney Jones. Jones out in the middle. Beers over to the right side. Eli posting up. Now Kaysen cuts across the lane and takes the pass on the right wing. Back out front to Eli outside the circle. Jones in the corner. The three is good for Courtney Jones. Her second of the game. And it's 42-41. Raiders take a 30-second timeout with 8:02 to play. Troy with a one-point lead. We'll keep it here. Sudsy's Unlimited Car Wash Club starts for as little as $12.99 a month for the basic wash and $19.99 a month for the top-of-the-line platinum wash, as many times as you want during the month. Visit any time during basketball season. Tell them you heard it on the Blue Raider Network, and your first month is absolutely free. Sudsy's Car Wash. Troy leading 42-41 with 8:02 to play. Raiders will set up in their press as Troy will have it in backcourt after the three-point basket by Courtney Jones. It will be Pitts to inbound. Pitts looking, long pass, intercepted. Eli to Jones. Courtney takes it on a drive. And knocked out of bounds by Manuel. Raiders get it under the basket. Now we've got the under eight media timeout. We will take this one. A Toots timeout. Toots, you're home for good food and fun. With timeout to score, Troy 42, Middle Tennessee 41. From Nelligan Sports, you're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball on the Blue Raider Network.
Take a break with Bunny Bread. With the soft, fresh taste you know and love, Bunny Bread is baked with nutritious complex carbohydrates to give you the energy you need to get back in the game. Whether you're eating it for breakfast, a between-meal snack, or sandwiches while watching the Blue Raiders play, from the first slice to the last, Bunny Bread is a quick and delicious way to get nutrition, energy, and satisfaction. Bunny Bread, an official corporate partner of Blue Raider Athletics.
That's what I said. Bunny Bread.
Because you can see forever from Signal Mountain. And with the right vision plan, you can see a whole lot more. Because five kids in Jackson means 40 bicuspids at the dentist. Because of a mobile site that helps you find a doctor. Because of small towns, big businesses, and partnering together for affordable solutions in health and wellness. You carry us because we carry you. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee. Health, wellness, dental, vision. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association.
The Blue Raiders on WGNS, AM, FM, online.
Back in Troy, because this is a doubleheader, we will have an abbreviated post-game show as we'll be making way for the men's pregame show. That'll be back-to-back for you. But we will be talking with Coach Ensel after the game and also giving you a quick recap of the action. And we'll slide out, make room for Chip Walters and the men's pregame show. Raiders put it in play underneath Ebony Rowe. Shot up short. Rebound Kaysen under the goal. Eli Rowe on the right side of the lane misses a short one. And another foul, and this one's going to be on the Raiders. On Lauren March going for the rebound. It's her first. Troy will put it in play in backcourt. Raiders in a contained press now as Pitts kicks it across the line to Sword. Double teamed on the right side. Kaysen just missed a steal. Pitts coming under the basket to Ross. She bobbles it. Takes it out front to Pitts. Over to Sword. Three-pointer good by Sword. She's got 17. And it's 45-41 Troy. Raiders, Courtney Jones, top of the key. Over to Eli. Takes the baseline against Manuel, who blocks her. And Manuel picks up her second foul. Iceland Eli to the free throw line to shoot the 1-1. Iceland's first trip to the line tonight. She is a 71% free throw shooter, averaging 12.5 points a game. Has six tonight. Foul shot is good. And she'll get the bonus. 45-42, Troy, a three-point lead. And the bonus shot for Eli. Up there, no good. Off the front of the rim. Remains a three-point Troy lead. Pitts to bring it down. 7:05 left. Pitts loses the dribble, saves it. Gives it over to Ross. Ross to Sword on the right side. Three-pointer in the air. That one's no good. Rebound Courtney Jones. Coming in transition. Jones takes a look as she comes down the floor. Feeds it under to Ebony Rowe for an open layup, and she'll score. 45-44. Raiders set their press. Pitts coming into Manuel. Back to Pitts. Long pass across the line to Sword. Working out front. Troy with the ball and a one-point lead. Pitts works right. Eli switches on her. The ball deflected, stolen by Kaysen. Kaysen across the line to Ebony, to Courtney Jones for three, and it's good. Courtney Jones with a three off transition. Raiders lead 47-45 and pressing. Across the line it comes to Manuel. Manuel to Sword. To Manuel. Layup Manuel. She'll score. 47 all. Troy takes a timeout. With 5:58 to play. And the Raiders and the Trojans locked up here at 47 all. Just under 6 minutes left in the ball game. A reminder that the coaches' shows will get underway next week on Monday night, Kermit Davis Live will be heard at 7 o'clock. Be at Coach's Grill. And on Tuesday night, Rick Ensel Live premieres at 6 o'clock. The shows for the first week, not on the same night, but after that, everything will be on Monday night. But the first week, due to a scheduling conflict, Coach Davis will be on at 7 o'clock Monday night, Coach Ensel at 6 o'clock Tuesday night. Come and join us live at Coach's Grill and on the Blue Raider Network. Kaysen to Courtney Jones. We're in a tie ball game. Over to Iceland Eli. Breaks down the line. In with a shot. No good. Rebound taken by Manuel. Troy will bring it down. Kleeman works across the line. 47-47. Kleeman, 5 second counts on. She passes under to Sword to Ross. Her shot in and out. Iceland Eli the rebound. Over to Kaysen. Long pass to Ebony Rowe. Courtney Jones, three in the air. That one rims out. Rebound. Lauren March scores. Big basket. Her first of the game. 49-47. Raiders by two. Kleeman almost travels. Gets it over to Bowie. Across the line to Manuel. Coming down the lane. Under to Ross. Ross backs it up and scores. 49-49. Raiders back on the attack. Kaysen in front court to Courtney Jones. Jones inside. Ebony Rowe spins with a left hand. Short. Got her own rebound. Up and no good, but she's fouled. Ebony will go to the free throw line for two. Boy commits the foul, her second. Two shots, Ebony Rowe. Game tied at 49 with 4:40 to play. Number one, no good, off the rim. Blake coming in. Bowie is out for Troy. One more at the line for the sophomore, Sun Belt Conference Player of the Week last week, Ebony Rowe. Puts it in the air, no good. Rebound taken by Kleeman. Troy's got the ball, it's 49-49. Kleeman works left. Come on, got all the way in there, and the shot blocked by Rowe. Loose ball picked up by Kleeman. Kleeman, Sword, back to Kleeman. Working left side, Blake, and a foul on Courtney Jones. Well, the shot clock was running down under 10. The Raiders bailed him out, and going to the line will be Blake to shoot a one and one. Jamisha Blake, her free throw, good. Troy takes a one-point lead. One more for Blake. Up and missed. Rebound taken by Kaysen. Raiders down by one. Kaysen in front court. Kaysen to Jones. Courtney on the left wing. Top of the key, Eli. Right down the lane. Shot no good. She's fouled. And she will go to the line. Ross picks up her second foul. Eli took it right to the rim and was fouled by Ross. She'll shoot two with 4:06 to play. First one good. 50-50. All even. Second shot, this one for the lead. It's good. Eli with nine and the Raiders with a one-point lead. Troy brings it down. Kleeman. Kleeman comes across the line against Courtney Jones. Hands it to Blake. Blake top of the key, works right. Ran into Ebony Rowe, who's called for a block. And that'll be her first foul. We'll have the media timeout with 3:52 to play. Troy will be shooting free throws when we return. Timeout on the floor, a Toots timeout. Toots, your home for good food and fun. It's Middle Tennessee 51, Troy 50. From Nelligan Sports, Middle Tennessee basketball coming to you on the Blue Raider Network.
I am so hungry. I gotta get something to eat, and I have another class in like 30 minutes.
Hey, if you're gonna be on campus, eat on campus. MT Dining Services has 7 different locations and tons of food choices to meet whatever you're craving.
You're right. Why waste gas, money, or time trying to go off campus when there's so much to eat at MTSU? Thanks.
No problem. Just use your Flexbox and go get me some Quiznos. And remember, when Blue Raiders got to eat, MT Dining is there.
For more information about MT Dining Services, visit KUC Building Room 204 or online at mtdining.com.
First Tennessee has lending options to help you with any number of dreams, like dream number 121, writing only one check a month. So whether you want it for consolidating debt, a house project, or education, we'll offer lending solutions for any opportunity, including dream number 257, exterminating wallpaper from your home. Plus, after you close on your loan, you'll get a free gift. For more information, visit a financial center or firsttennessee.com/dreamloan.
It's MTSU Sports on WGNS.
.352 left in this game. Middle Tennessee hanging on to a one-point lead, 51-50. Troy has free throws coming. It'll be number 40, Jamisha Blake at the line. And I believe this is going to be a one-and-one. It is a one-and-one for Blake, 5'10 junior. She's one out of two at the line tonight with 3 points in the game. The left-hander fires it up and hits it. Ties things up at 51 all. And the second shot is good. Blake puts Troy back in the lead at 52-51. Kaysen in front court for the Raiders. Bounces left to Courtney Jones. Inside Ebony Rowe. Works in the lane. Back to Lauren March. Fires one up there. No good. Long rebound taken by Sword. Given to Kleeman. Kleeman in front court. Kleeman hands the ball to Sword and back out to Manuel. Manuel fires one up from the three-point line. No good. Rebound to Lauren March. Over to Kaysen, down to Courtney Jones. Jones, top of the key, foul line, stops, back to Kaysen. Kaysen backs it up to Jones on the left wing. Bounce pass to Ebony Rowe, coming down the lane, fouled by Manuel. That will be her third foul. Ebony Rowe will have two shots. She has made only one of five tonight. Troy leading 52-51. And we're down to 3:07 left in the game. Raiders trailed by 8 at the half. Shot good. We're tied at 52. One more. Ebony puts it in the air and hit them both. Nice job. Raiders lead 53-52. Kleeman to bring it down for Troy. 3 minutes left in the game. Hands to Blake. Blake out in the middle. Guarded by Lauren March. Comes right. Raiders switch on her. Jumper good by Blake. 7 points all in the second half. And Troy leads 54-53. Kaysen to bring it down. Kaysen to Jones on the left wing. Top of the key to Iceland Eli. Lob pass to Ebony. Off the glass, she'll score. Caught the ball and shot it in one motion. 55-54 Raiders. Manuel in backcourt to Kleeman. 2:25 to play. Raiders by one. Kleeman coming left. Hands to Blake. Blake out front to Sword. Comes right on the dribble. Dumps it off in the corner to Kleeman. Kleeman back out around a screen from Ross. Raiders double team. Kleeman, the ball deflected. Ice has got it to Courtney Jones for a layup, and she scores it. And the Raiders lead 57-54 for just a little bit of breathing room. With 1:55 to play, Kleeman in front court. Kleeman bounces out front to Ross. Ross to Blake. Top of the key. Blake moves left on the dribble. Backdoor pass to Kleeman. Baseline shot good. Troy calls a timeout. That'll make it 57-56. 1:39 to play. Well, we'll tell you again that tonight's postgame show will be abbreviated. We will have Coach Ensel on for his comments. But our postgame interview will not be heard tonight. Normally brought to you by Black Box Telecommunications, a supporter of MTSU, and providing businesses with state-of-the-art telephone and voicemail systems along with voice and data cabling since 1967. Black Box Communications. Blake and Leonard will check back in for the Raiders with 1:39 to play. Also, we will name our Mid-South Ford, Built Ford Tough Player of the Game, presented by your Middle Tennessee Ford dealers. Visit MidSouthFord.com for all your Ford makes and models. Ford, drive one. I think that'll go tonight to Ebony Rowe, who has come back with a strong second half after scoring only 2 points in the first half. She has come up with 17 in the second half. And the Raiders, with a one-point lead, bring it down. Kaysen with the ball to Jones, right wing. Top of the key to Eli. Puts it on the floor, in the corner to Leonard. Leonard stops, back out front to Jones. Thought about a three. Backs it up. 12 on the shot clock. Here comes Courtney around a screen from Eli. Under to Ebony. Lost it. Got it back to Leonard. They need to shoot it. Jones. Shot blocked. And a shot clock violation gives it to Troy with 1:08 to play. Raiders lead 57-56. Did not get a shot. Lauren March in for Lake and Leonard. Troy will have the ball in backcourt. Pitts to Bowie. Back to Pitts. Pitts in front court. Comes dribbling right. Backs it up. Over to Manuel. Left side to Blake. She's had a hot hand here in the second half. Blake puts it on the floor. Out front to Pitts. Pitts starts right. Comes back left. Back right. In the corner. Three-pointer good by Sword. 59-57, Troy leads by two. Here's Kaysen. And the Raiders take a timeout. 37 seconds left in the game. And Troy with a two-point lead, 59-57. Raiders will have the basketball in front court. Coach Ensel with his team gathered around. As Troy, coming in with a 1-12 record, has taken the battle to the Raiders tonight and leads. Scoreboard says 58-57. I guess that was a two-pointer out of the corner for Sword. We'll change that. Could make a big difference. 58-57. Troy leads by one, not two. Sword hit a shot out of the corner that looked from here like a three, but ruled a two. Raiders live ball in front court. 37 seconds left. Courtney Jones will inbound. Jones with the ball, put in play to Kaysen. Kaysen to Jones on the right wing. Inside to Ebony Rowe. To Kaysen. Kaysen backs it up. Over to Jones, left side. Jones, 15-foot jumper, no good. Rebound taken by Troy. Bowie with the ball over to Ross. Ross fouled in the backcourt by Eli with 16 seconds left. Pitts will go to the line. Like I said, Ross, it's Pitts. She will be shooting one and one. Free throw up, missed. Raiders rebound. Kaysen with the ball, Middle Tennessee down one. Kaysen comes all the way, lays it up, no good, and she's fouled. Pitts on the foul. It's her third. Shanice Kaysen to the line with two. Scoreboard showing 10.7 remaining. Free throw good. 58-58. This one for the lead. 10.7 seconds up. No good. Front of the rim. Rebound lost. Under the goal. Picked up by Ebony Rowe. Gets it out to Kaysen. Loose ball. Picked up by Jones. Shot no good. Rebound Eli. No good. And we're going overtime. A battle for the ball on the boards. And we're going to have an extra period for the first time in a while. 58-58, and we will be going to overtime here in Troy. We're going to take a break here and then be back with the overtime period coming up right after this timeout from Nelligan Sports. You're on the Blue Raider Network.
Hey fans, have you checked out the Boulevard? They've got over 25 HD TVs, 30 beers on tap, all the sports packages, great pizzas, wings, burgers, sandwiches, all to satisfy your hunger. Happy hours from 11 to 7 with $2 domestic beers and $2 liquor drinks, as well as their new Bushwhacker frozen cocktail. On game days, don't forget to come over and listen to the Blue Raider pregame and postgame show at the Boulevard at the corner of Main Street and Middle Tennessee Boulevard. Let's go Blue!
Ugh, great. Fred is my secret Santa.
What did I do?
Are the gifts you bestow at best only so-so?
This happens every year.
Make it your mission to start a new office tradition. Give the people on your list new holiday instant games.
Do they work?
Like a charm. And now the Tennessee Lottery has three new instant games, Holiday Green, Money Tree, and Holiday Gold, to provide maximum excitement.
Wow, that sounds great.
Holiday instant games from the Tennessee Lottery. Some disassembly required. Game-changing fun.
WGNS, AM, FM, online, Rutherford County's MTSU
and Troy, and before we start this overtime period, we'll pause 15 seconds for station identification by telling you you're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball.
Middle Tennessee football and basketball games are right here. This is Chip Walters on Rutherford County's Blue Raider station, WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Dick Palmer with you. It's overtime in Troy. Iceland Eli jumping with Ross to start the extra period. 5 minutes of overtime. All in the air and tipped in the backcourt. Grabbed by Lauren March for Middle Tennessee. Over to Kaysen, who'll bring it down. Kaysen in the front court. Coming to Courtney Jones on the left wing. Jones, top of the key. Left to Kaysen. Kaysen looking in the lane. Coming out front to Ebony Rowe. Pulled outside the line. In the corner to Jones. Three-pointer in the air. It's good! Courtney Jones for three. Raiders lead 61-58. Troy to bring it down. Raiders are not pressing, as they'll allow Pitts to just dribble across the line into the front court. Over to Manuel. Manuel on the left side to Sword. Her shot no good. Rebound taken by Lauren March. Got fouled, but no call. But the ball went to Ebony Rowe. Over to Kaysen. Kaysen will walk it down the floor. 61-58 Raiders. Over to Courtney Jones. Drives to the free throw line. Feeds it to Kaysen on the right wing. Out front to Iceland Eli. Back in the corner to Jones. Another three. That one's good. Back-to-back threes for Courtney Jones. 64-58. And the Raiders have their biggest lead of the game in overtime. 3:39 to play. 64-58 Middle Tennessee. Out front, Brooke Bowie feeds the ball free. Knocked free by Eli. Back to Manuel. Her three is no. Oh, it's good. In and out and back in again. That cuts the lead to three. It's 64-61. Kaysen in front court for the Raiders. Over to Jones. Courtney drives to the foul line. Backs it up. Back to Kaysen on the right side. Lob pass in over the head of Eli, but saved by Ebony Rowe. Back out, Lauren March. Her three off the front of the rim. And the rebound taken by Pitts. Pitts going to walk it down with 2:56 to play in overtime. Pitts working outside to Manuel. Manuel comes left, drives it in there, and just ran over Eli, who's going to be called for a block, I think. Wow. Her second foul. Well, when they picked the sheet out of the hat tonight, it said this is a blocking night, not a charging night. Manuel at the line. Good. Yeah. 64-62, and here we are close again. 2:46 to play. Manuel with one more. Lakin Leonard's checked in for the Raiders. Manuel up there. Good. 64-63. Raiders by one. Troy won't go away. Kaysen. Ebony Rowe on the left wing. Out front to Eli. Eli to Jones. Left corner for three. No good. Rebound. Long rebound. Chased out but taken by Sword. Sword against Kaysen. Driving through. Puts it up. No good. And the rebound picked off by Blake for Troy. Blake to Kleeman. Back to Blake. Blake hands the ball to Sword. Comes right side in the corner. Manuel fouled by Lakin Leonard. That'll be her third. And Manuel to the line. Two shots. Troy's in the bonus. 2:08 to play. Tania Manuel, 6'1 senior. Place gets quiet as she puts it up there. Good. That'll tie us up again. It's 64 all. We were tied at 58-58 after regulation. Manuel again. Good. Troy with the lead. They have scored seven straight points and lead by one. Jones, Eli driving through. The left-hand layup, no good. Out of bounds, foul. And it's against Middle Tennessee's Ebony Rowe. Second foul on Ebony. And I believe it's Manuel again going to the line, and she has hit four in a row. Number 1:55 to play in overtime. Troy leading 65-64. Here's Manuel's free throw. Up there, no good. Gets one more. Manuel 13 points tonight. puts this one up, and it is good. Troy by two, 66-64. Kaysen to Jones. Courtney to the foul line. Back to Kaysen. Kaysen in the lane. Eli backs it out. Back to Kaysen. Kaysen working around the screen. All the way. Feeding Ebony. Missed an open layup. Got her rebound. Fouled on the shot. How many open layups have we missed tonight? Ebony Rowe to the free throw line. 1:29 to play. Ross coming back in for Coleman for Troy. And Ebony Rowe to the free throw line. Two shots. First one up there, good. It's point number 20 for Ebony tonight. Had two at halftime. 66-65 Troy. One more. Up there, no good. That'll go out of bounds. That one didn't hit the rim. Troy's ball in backcourt. Raiders set up a press. 1:29 to play. Troy by one. Kleeman looking. Long pass. Blake caught it. Was double teamed, but got it away to Kleeman. Kleeman in front court. Kleeman to Ross. Sword. Foul. Offensive foul on Troy. 44 Manuel with her fourth foul. Raiders ball in backcourt. An illegal screen. Troy leading by a point, 66-65. Here's Kaysen in front court to Jones on the left wing. Comes to the foul line. Backs it up, goes to Kaysen on the right side. Kaysen to Iceland Eli. Back to Courtney Jones. Jones looking in. Fakes, drives, layup, good! Courtney Jones, a running layup. And the Raiders back in the lead. 67-66. And a timeout with 56 seconds left in the game. And this will be a full timeout, so we will take a break here with timeout on the floor. It's Middle Tennessee 67, Troy 66. From Elegant Sports, you're listening to Middle Tennessee Basketball on the Blue Raider Network.
AC isn't working, the problem is unknown. So right now being inside is outside your comfort zone. So let Roscoe put the comfort back in your comfort zone.
Turn to the experts at Roscoe Brown by calling 888-MY-ROSCOE or go to roscoebrown.com. Roscoe Brown, your friend in heating and cooling since 1940.
Your friend since 1940, Roscoe Brown is who you trust.
Take a break with Bunny Bread. With the soft, fresh taste you know and love, Bunny Bread is baked with nutritious complex carbohydrates to give you the energy you need to get back in the game. Whether you're eating it for breakfast, a between-meal snack, or sandwiches while watching the Blue Raiders play, from the first slice to the last, Bunny Bread is a quick and delicious way to get nutrition, energy, and satisfaction. Bunny Bread, an official corporate partner of Blue Raider Athletics.
That's what I said.
Connection. 56 seconds left in overtime here in Troy. Middle Tennessee leading 67-66. Troy's ball in backcourt. Raiders are not pressing as Troy brings it down. Pitts in front court. Bounces out high to Manuel. Manuel coming right. Back to Sword. She'll drive the lane. Shoot on the run. No good. Rebound. Kaysen comes out of there with it. Kaysen fouled in the backcourt by Pitts. That'll be her fourth foul. Shanice Kaysen to the line. Kaysen stepped up there with the Raiders trailing by one. Hit one out of two with 10 seconds left to tie the game and, in effect, send it to overtime. Free throw good. 68-66. One more for the freshman. Hit them both. Raiders by three. 69-66, and another timeout with 37.3 left in the game. Raiders huddling out on the floor. This will be a 30-second timeout. Troy over a little closer to their bench. Well, what fans that are here have gotten their money's worth tonight with an extra period of basketball. Tied 58-58 after regulation. The Raiders' all-time overtime games are 17-17. Under Coach Ensel, they are 3-1. Troy will have the ball in backcourt, 37 seconds left, and the Raiders leading 69-66. No backcourt pressure. Here's Pitts to bring it down. Pitts into the front court, guarded by Courtney Jones. Pitts going to feed it to Manuel, back to Pitts on the right side. A long three is no good, and the rebound taken by Courtney Jones, and she is fouled. With 21 seconds left. And that's Manuel's fifth foul. And she will foul out of the game. With 21 seconds left in overtime, Manuel leaves with 14 points. And going to the line, Courtney Jones. Two shots for Courtney. First one up there, in and out, no good. Needed that one. 69-66. One more for the junior from Oak Ridge. Courtney puts it up there and got that one. That will make it a four-point game, 70-66. Troy brings it down. Blake out front to Sword, drops the ball. Loose ball picked up by Ebony Rowe. She'll drive for a layup, and that ought to do it. Raiders picked up the loose ball, and Ebony Rowe drove it in to score. It's 72-66. Now no fouls. Sword at the buzzer misses, and Middle Tennessee wins. Final score, the Raiders 72, the Trojans 66. What a finish. Middle Tennessee wins in overtime, 72-66. They go 11-5 and 3-0 in the conference. Troy drops to 1-13, 0-3 in the conference. I tell you, they didn't play like a 1-13 team tonight. Game was tied 58-58 after regulation. We will have an abbreviated First Tennessee postgame show coming your way next from Nelligan Sports and the Blue Raider Network.